Okay, nigga.
Oh, Jesus, shut the door, stupid.
This stream is brought to you by Beefy Bitcoin. He donates a lot of money. And he's fucking a 10-year-old in Thailand right now. I don't know why he's doing it, but he is. But you're getting this live stream because he donated so much. Because yous don't donate. So in between his Thailand boy or girl fucking and huge outlandish bets. Fucking Beefy. Nigga, why are you in Thailand? And they don't supposed to be wrong, because I know what he's into. Well, he's into underage shit, Beefy is. Has to be underage, boy or girl. In Thailand. Not that they're acting underage, but they look underage. But if you go to a country, you go underage. That's not everything. What are you doing there? Why are you in Thailand? The stream is brought to you by BB Bitcoin. Yeah. I'm now in high Kyle stage. So I get high and just like to watch it now, so. And I will be getting high very soon. And yeah, ha. But yeah. And I've been not starting to smoke weed throughout the day, too. Not that much. Not too stoned, but I'll hit a rip off the pipe once every hour. Well, nigga, I didn't say Artie was dead. His boy hit me on Facebook asking if I can make a video about Artie. I think just to put that out there and maybe cause some things. I'm thinking behind the scenes. So he has a way to get in touch with Artie. Like, Artie, that dude made a video about you. Maybe you need to answer me or something. This is why I'm thinking why that dude hit me on Facebook saying, I think Artie went back to drugs. I didn't know his halfway house was taken down to community guideline strikes, though. That's odd. Who the fuck would community guideline strike that channel? And what on that channel was community guideline strike a bull? I don't think anything. Odd. But, yeah. The Hateful Eight is great. It's a good movie. I wouldn't say it's a great movie, though. Very, very long. The time to look... Oh, I'm not trying to look cool smoking weed. Trust me, I'm not trying to look cool smoking it. I'm not hanging out in the corner trying to get high schoolers to smoke with me, trust me. No, Artie didn't die. No, his channel was taken down off of YouTube, according to YouTube, for community guideline strikes, which was odd. My update was his friend on Facebook said he think he went back to drugs and can I please make a video. I think his friend did it with something. If that video got out there, maybe he'll get some inside shit from Artie's family, but nigga stopped doing Cameo and everything. The last I heard from Artie was he got a book deal, but that was years ago. So I don't know what the nigga is doing now. He's not doing stand-up. He's not doing anything to generate any new income. And he still has the fucked up nose. So, I don't know and I couldn't tell you. You rewatch it all the time? Well, I watched the Netflix version. Remember, it wasn't the original version. Then they have, like, a thing in the middle. The last thing that movie needs. Who played Senior Bob, by the way? Was that Robert De Niro doing an uncredited sneaky role? Well, I don't think he needs to get his nose fixed or anything. It's just odd. He's not doing anything. Or he's not planning on doing anything. He has a shitload of people, by the way, willing to pay for him to do anything. Cameo, even. He stopped the Cameo. It wasn't De Niro. But honestly, I'm getting to the point with Artie Lang. If he's not doing drugs, you might as well. Because this is just getting sad. And, hey, Chris Farley, Jim Belushi, and the many others who died of drug overdoses. It's sad. But when you look at Artie Lang, maybe it wasn't that sad. Because right now, Artie Lang is pathetic. And beyond sad, so. I'm not at that level. Because I don't know what this nigga's involvement is in it. All I know, according to his friend, his involvement is not to get better. So what is he really doing? He just sitting around sober with no nose? What's happening right now? Once again, I'm speaking for his friend who hit me up on Facebook. What's happening with him right now? He just sitting around with no nose on a couch right now. He could get his nose fixed for free. Not only through that show, but that's not a hard thing. But he doesn't want to fix it. So if he's not doing, by the way, if he's, like I'm saying, if he's not doing drugs, he's in some weirdo hell by himself. Or this isn't a technology dude, so he's not escaping his mind playing video games or anything. Like if you ask where Kyle is one day, yeah, I'm playing Rumbleverse or something. Not Artie Lang. Artie Lang is sitting around doing nothing. And if that's the case, well then do all the fucking drugs you want, just overdose already. Or not overdose. Ride whatever wave you get. I wouldn't trust what Kevin Brennan has to say. Isn't he living with mommy? Well, mommy lives with him. I don't think in Florida. But then again, I don't know. Nor does his friend know who hit me on Facebook to make the video. He doesn't know either. He doesn't think Florida, though. House of Hope. I'm not a star. I'm a superstar. No, I'm not. I'm not a star or superstar. I'm a galaxy, nigga. One verse will kill your personalities, nigga. You're garbage. I'm the hustler. Ask about me. Great line Cassidy wrote in a battle against himself. If you're a star, I'm a galaxy, nigga. One verse will work all your personalities, nigga. To be fair, the only Florida thing I seen floated was the Kumia shit, but alright, Chris D'Elia trying to fix his image. And now Chris D'Elia and Shaw work together. And they think it to become heroes that fixes their image. So Chris D'Elia dropped this on Instagram. I'm going to rewatch this. I'm going to read this because Chris D'Elia is now a hero. So, Chris D'Elia put, I saved the day. He's okay. He almost got hit 25 times in the middle of the freeway. Keep swiping to see the end of the story. And his Instagram story, Chris D'Elia.
What the fuck? God damn it. Now I gotta be a goddamn hero. Oh, fuck. I gotta get out and try get this dog or what?
So he's a hero because of the dog thing? Don't worry, I'm gonna swipe.
What the fuck? God damn it. Now I gotta be a goddamn hero.
By the way, he's driving a Mercedes Benz.
Oh, fuck.
Rich kid, fuck.
Ah, shit.
Now he's chasing down a dog.
Ah, shit. Buddy, come here. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Hey, buddy, watch it, watch it. Come here. Buddy, come here.
This makes him a hero.
All right, he won't come in my car, but come on. I'm trying to get him off the freeway, at least. Come on, buddy. Come on, over here, buddy. All right, he won't.
We're still swiping.
The dog, it seems okay. I led him out of the freeway, and I went up the hill. I looked like an idiot climbing up that hill. I fell, and there was a gate, and I opened it, and I let him go out of the gate to a safe place, so he will not get hit by a car now. He would not let me touch him or even come into the car, so I don't know what to do. I tried calling animal control, but, you know, somebody will help him now, I'm sure, if we believe in humanity. But I definitely, that was definitely all I could do. He would not, I tried to pet him, I tried to put him in my car, and he was just really scared. And I also didn't want him to go for my jugular. So there you have it.
So, basically, the multi-million-dollar rich kid in here can hit a dog on the freeway, or he follows some weird dog. And taking a dog and raise a dog on his own. What the fuck are you saying? And now you're here. You see homeless people are me. You have millions of dollars. Nor should you just home. On Instagram, the nigga thinks he's a hero. That was a hero story?
What the fuck? God damn it. Now I gotta be a goddamn hero. Fuck. I gotta get out and try get this dog or what? What the fuck? Ah, shit. Buddy, come here. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. Hey, buddy, watch it. Watch it. Come here. Buddy, come here. All right, he won't come in my car, but come on. I'm trying to get him off the freeway. At least. Come on, buddy. Come on. Over here.
All right, the dog has a car on. He's a real hero, though.
Buddy. All right, he won't come in my car, but come on. The dog, it seems okay. I led him out of the freeway, and I went up the hill. I looked like an idiot climbing up that hill. I fell, and there was a gate, and I opened it, and I let him go out of the gate to a safe place, so he will not get hit by a car now. He would not let me touch him or even come into the car, so I don't know what to do. I tried calling animal control, but, you know, somebody will help him now, I'm sure, if we believe in humanity. But I definitely...
If we believe in humanity, you wouldn't be allowed to make videos anymore.
That was definitely all I could do. He would not... I tried to pet him, I tried to put him in my car, and he was just really scared. And I also didn't want him to go for my jugular, so there you have it. The dog, it seems okay.
Who follows a weirdo dog off the street like that? Who does that? Who does that? You see a weirdo dog on the side of the highway, who gives a fuck? Chris D'Elia.
Okay. I led him out.
This is in LA with millions of homeless people. And he's a rich kid with millions of dollars handed to him. They're trying to help them out, but that dog.
Of the freeway, and I went up the hill. I looked like an idiot climbing up that hill. I fell, and there was a gate, and I opened it, and I let him go out of the gate to a safe place, so he will not get hit by a car.
Okay, he has no idea what the gate is. What am I listening to? He thinks he's a hero. A hero. The gate. He live in LA. They had 10 cities under the sidewalks. They didn't really have all the dog.
Now, he would not let me touch him or even come into the car, so I don't know what to do. I tried calling.
Why did you pull over? What is that about? What a weird action. You're in LA in traffic. There's a random dog. I'd assume there's coyotes, there's mountain lions there, but you pulled off and tried capturing one. Is you trying to be He-Man? Your wife been implicated in covering up your crimes? Is it? No, not high in pills. I ain't gonna hide my weed yet, which I am about to do next. So yeah, weed stream kicking in soon. Yeah, I was playing this for you dummies. But yeah, there's nothing else to play too, but.
Calling animal control, but you know.
What the fuck is he wearing? He's wearing a button-up shirt with wearing a zip tie.
Somebody will help him now.
Well, yeah, rich person function. My dad's a Hollywood producer, but I'm a rapist. The saddest thing ever will be his little brother, though. Matt D'Elia. Whoa. Whoa. What's his name? Mufasa, nigga. We have another example of someone leaving Brendan Schaub and getting a better job. What's his name? Mark Normally Hanley? I don't know how to say the nigga, the Mufasa Diesel nigga's last name. How do you say his last name? Because he's got a great gig going now that he's off of Brendan Schaub shit. You really just ended up with Chris D'Elia. He used to have that show, The Haters Will Say. Yeah, BGL, but BGL has a way better job. And I'm about to show you the job he has. BGL has, right now, and he got it a month and a half ago. I think Brendan Schaub probably said, Daddy can't pay you to be my friend anymore, 2 months ago. A month and a half ago, this started. This nigga's about, BGL is about to become a personality through his new job, no longer associated with Brendan Schaub. Another rat fleeting the sinking ship going up that tick, tick, tick. So, yeah. BGL now is associated with this YouTube channel, Isaiah Miranda. He has millions of subscribers. He just started a short thing, though. And Mark is the star of all of them. Let's check all of them out, but here's one.
I've just never seen arms this big and juicy before. We can work out whenever you want. You can become crazy, bros, maybe, right?
Look, I tried to ignore you, but I guess that didn't work, so here I am saying it directly. You're not on my level. You will never be my creatine bro. Understand? I need a spot. Forget him. I got it.
I need help.
Best spotter in the world.
I know I am. Let's go. Come on.
Kit, I'm sorry about earlier. I didn't mean it, okay? Thank you so much. You have no idea.
I've just never seen arms this big and juicy.
Fish up. The quality, the comedy, the content got immediately better. Oh, yeah. This nigga made, this nigga the star of all his shorts. And he really does shorts. So, this dude, the Hit Jose show, he stopped months ago, didn't work anymore. I don't know if he fired him or he left him, I assume he fired him. Immediately, got a better gig. This nigga, your handler, got a better gig.
I've just never seen arms this big and juicy before. We can work out whenever you want, even become crazy.
Oh, we got our video, fine. That one then. Wait, most of them are him. Here we go.
I mean, she said it was microscopic.
I need a cheat meal, Isaiah.
No, because you had no self-control in the order the whole entire minute. You're stronger than that, Mark.
Fine.
Okay, good. Because we have chicken and asparagus at home, okay? So you don't need it. Mark!
You're doing cardio! You're gonna lose your gains!
See? Says you don't need it.
I'm postmating it.
No!
No! Give me that!
It's not worth it! It's not worth it! Give me it! No! You don't need it!
I got a postmate for Mark.
No, it's fine. If you want to eat it, you go ahead. I'm not co-signing your self-harm. No! I mean, she said it was microscopic, but it's not that great.
That was another good video. That was the second one he made.
I mean, she said it was microscopic.
I don't know, we never figured out, did Brenda Shaw fire him, or did he have to leave under his own accord? I don't know, but he hooked up with a way bigger and better content producer. Here's another one. By the way, he's starring in most of his shorts, too. It's a way better job.
I told you not to wear heels, you look taller than me now.
Give me that! Oh, babe, my back!
I'll get him.
Oh, your back, you!
Get him, babe!
You think you can take my girlfriend's back? Who do you think you are? Mark?
Isaiah?
Yo, it's been forever! Yo, what are you doing taking my girlfriend's back?
Oh, I just came from the gym and I saw she put a protein bar on there.
Anabolic window.
Oh.
Isaiah, aren't you gonna beat up the
thief? First, by the way, all these videos, this nigga has millions of subscribers, have been made in the last month and a half. This is what happened to Hella Mark Henley. He left the Brendan Shaw world and immediately went to a more success in a role in which he's good at. We don't need your haters showing your opinion on shit. He's starring in these, by the way. He's starring in these. And these have millions of fucking... They're shorts. So that doesn't mean anything, but... Used to be with Brendan Schaub. Now he's not... Now he's not... I don't know if he does, but he's with a nigga who's a lot more successful than not Schaub. And Schaub is left with the diddler with new allegations. Just went to rehab and shit.
First of all, watch your mouth. This is my crazy bro. For life! You have a bag?
Of course I do. We're always on the same page.
What?
I told you not to wear heels. You look taller than me now.
Give me that!
Oh, babe, my bag!
I'll get him.
Oh, get back here! I find it odd. He made it, too. Who the hell's left?
I told you not to wear heels. You look taller than me now.
So now Chin is looking extremely sad. I guess Chin, right? That's the last given to Shab's bullshit. Chin. He looks extremely sad and shit. This nigga Mark moved on. And he's the star of these shorts. They're done creatively and there's millions of views on them. Shab is claiming there's a conspiracy against him. Well, he's not funny. Alright. I need to get my weed. I'm gonna watch some Conspiracy Social Club. I might go back to those Mark videos though. There are a lot more. But I didn't finish watching.
We should probably. I mean, we can go a lot of different places. We can talk about Brazil if you want. We've not.
I'd love to talk to you guys about. We can get into that. I'd rather talk if we get pots on. I really want to get into the documents. Job at the office, which we talked about a little bit. But you guys, I want you all to know this, okay? My friend, Jeff Hilliard, is a great guy, good dude, good friend. He, okay, he does sober companion stuff where he shows up and he works with people trying to get sober. Well, a friend of his was a high-end escort, okay?
Ooh, really?
Yeah, now I got your attention. So she was a high-end escort trying to get sober. One of her clients was Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
Okay.
So during the primaries of the 2020, the 2020 election, when they were still deciding, Hunter Biden and her were partying. And Hunter told her that they're going to rig it so my father gets in. And once my father gets in, then they're going to fucking basically have a scandal, throw him under the bus, and they're going to get Camel Toe Harrison. And Camel Toe Harris will be the fucking president. This was all pre-planned. And this is what's happening right now.
So who is they? Who is they?
The same they you've been asking about forever, you fucking Momo. Listen, Camel Toe Harris will be president. This Montel Williams side bitch is going to be the leader of the free world, okay? Just know that.
That's so disrespectful.
Wait, she was Montel Williams' girl?
Will you look that up, Dylan, before you stop trying to rig this discussion to help Brian? Will you look up Montel Williams, Camel Toe Harris?
Well, I'm not going to look that up, but
yeah. Yeah, he has a serious illness, Montel Williams.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's something bad for the pussy.
Multiples.
Hey, you bad from Fern Gully and Sam Tripoli. What's good, niggas? Hit my weed though. I can't still. You know, I haven't smoked weed in a rag in 10 years. Tell the difference between haze and regular weed. Back when I was a weed smoker, mainly weed smoker, I did haze. And there is a different high. I couldn't tell you now with your vapes and your dabs and shit. I want weed again now. And I also want regular weed. I don't even want haze. I guess it's going to be a little too high, but goddamn. But yeah, another Hella Mark normally is a star. This, all right, let me show you this. This nigga's YouTube channel. He has over 1 million subscribers. He hardly drops videos. He drops a bunch of shorts. And Mark, Brendan Schaub's handler, is the star of all of them. Brendan Schaub either fired him or he left, but he got a better job. Of course. Schaub is ended up working with Chris D'Elia with New Academy Rehab. And now the nigga, the loser nigga who did hit, everyone we hated left your show and he's already got a better job and way more people see him than you. This nigga gonna make him the star of his fucking shorts videos.
I almost had it, dude. Maybe next week, though, right?
That would have been so hot if you got that.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, see the weight off, okay?
Not yet. One more try.
Okay, you just failed. Okay, can we take the weight off now?
No.
What are you doing?
It's a Tibetan breathing technique. It's gonna work.
All right, Mark, you don't have to impress her. Mark, you're gonna shit yourself.
It's gonna be way easier.
Did it!
Slap me.
No, I'm not slapping you.
Okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
Mark, enough, you're gonna hurt yourself.
I'm doing the technique where I fail 5 times before I hit a PR now. Leave me alone.
Mark, there's no way.
Hot.
It's all in the technique.
Where'd you learn that technique?
Now, Brendan Schaub had this nigga for like 3 years because he paid his way. He's been off of Brendan Schaub for 2 months now. He got this gig a month and a half ago. That's the skyrocket chin. What are you doing? They all left. Nick, what are you doing? If you leave and find someone else, you're like his handler. That's Brendan Schaub. That's the thing BGL, all the niggas make fun of. Right now, he works for a nigga with over 1 million subs. I think that video had 3 million views. It's a short, though. So it really doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything, but it's way better than Brendan Schaub when 3,000 people see him. In 2099 would have a negative reaction. The second he got away from Schaub, I don't know if Schaub fired him or he left. Couldn't tell you. He stopped being on 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. He's on this nigga's channel. Whatever happened, oh, what an upgrade. And now your talent comes out. Like, I look at that nigga as BGL. I know he's that creepy, weirdo, faggot obsessed with the Fernandez kid and the really burning job, but working that thing. That's kind of a funny clip. Kind of interesting. Like, he find his purpose and shit. I don't know. I'm just saying. More subs, no views? No. Subs do mean. It's a huge. How many subscribers you have is a thing. However, views matter more than subscribers. However, subscribers is probably number two in the 10-step way to make money on the internet. But, yeah. How are things saying? Chilling. Went Super Saiyan 5 burgundy hair. It's insane. Super Saiyan blue. Like a nigga went fucking the Brawly transformation, but yeah, we did fine. My favorite Rhode Island beer? None. That Narragansett thing, I think that's the only Rhode Island beer I ever had. The Narragansett thing, it's not that good of a beer. Of course it's not. If it's a good beer, you can buy it anywhere. DabbleCon? No. And if anyone went to DabbleCon, you're a bigger loser than Stuttering John, so. How's that going, by the way? Yeah, weed! Another hit of my pipe, by the way. How's that Stuttering John? Did he go away or come back for these podcasts? And Julie and all them. How'd that thing go? He went away, but I guess now it's Chad Zumach, but he's a nobody, and Obi, and the fact that Shuey did it was the saddest thing. I tried advising that nigga. He didn't take my advice. And that's why I like Shuey now, because he took my advice when Southern John went away. And he was always going to go away. One would think they would have talent and know-it-all to move on to people bigger than they don't. Who's odd to me. I'm talking about Hordy's podcast now. And all them. They're doing Chad Zumach shows. What did Chad say? Oh no. By the way, to be honest, when they were doing Stuttering John thing, it was 2 years after I did it and set up Stuttering John, so I never really cared for it, but then we delved in. They got some sort of audience. And then Stuttering John just went away and they had nothing else really. Yes, I'm gonna back the Conspiracy Social Club, nigga. Sorry, I'm high. You're running, well, no, you're not, Max Barnes. There's one thing Dez will never do, and that's run. So run away? Yeah, it's not gonna happen. The bitch won't run, row, Stairmaster. Sit up, push up, so. How dare you, liar? You're a goddamn motherfucking liar. Fucking dare you.
Sclerosis.
Watching.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
Boom.
Damn, bro.
Camilo Harris. Dating.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
Nah, looks like that.
Devil Till Harris. Dude, right there, Montel. Montel Williams looks like every character in the Matrix all at once, doesn't he? Right there.
That just looks like a picture, but she was hot back then.
What? Oh, Brian? What? Did you just say that? That looks just like a picture? What was that?
No, that was that. He was taking pictures with fans, and that's what that was. That was at a gala.
Hold on. So Montel Williams just took a picture with, what, two groupies, and one just happens to be Camel Toe Harris.
Well, I'm sure that they were like, Mrs. District Attorney, can you take a picture with Montel?
Yeah, Montel Williams, two bitches.
Oh, so, if they bump boots.
Oh, my God, bro.
No, if they got
Oh, my God.
If they got
God, Brian, you are delusional.
I'm not saying they didn't.
What are you talking about?
Wait, Sam, let me ask you this. All right,
Brian, you are already in Fantasyland. You just found another level of Fantasyland. You are Fantasyland within Fantasyland. So but you're basically in the adult bookstore in Fantasyland. That's where you are.
Yeah, they're not going to the Biden thing. So Hunter Biden, Sam.
Yeah.
Crack addicted Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Was not privy to the inner council of
Brian.
What
are you talking about?
Oh, I see. His dad tell his son this?
Hey, dude. Oh.
So his dad knew this was going to happen to him?
Yes, Brian. His dad was very close. He loves his son enough to put his son.
So good, Sam. So now you're saying that this scandal this amazing scandal with the documents, whatever, laptops.
His sleeping with it.
Ending the live stream. Well, no, it's still, I'm still alive, but yeah, I got the tub of cookies. Yeah. Why, what are you doing?
Watching TV.
I want to watch TV.
Are you going to eat your dinner?
We'll make it the cookies. We're out of cookies.
Okay.
Give the dinner.
You said you'll make the cookies?
Nigga, you make. Or you want to make it? All right, bye,
Elijah. I'll make it. I just asked
you. Okay, nigga. With Santino.
It's TV. You got new season of Dave
new
coming out.
New season of Dave, March and mid-March coming out.
You got movies.
House Party.
Yeah.
House Party.
That's a big one.
That's a big movie with Kev.
Movie with Kevin Hart.
Movie with Kevin Hart.
I'm on a show. A Netflix show with Ali Wong that comes out.
Netflix show. Then you got the Netflix special. Your own
Netflix special.
Comes out
January 10th.
You got no documentaries made about you.
Yeah,
nope.
That's good.
Nope.
Nice. Yet.
That's
no. No, it's like
that's the biggest thing.
No docs.
No docs. No docs. Is really how you make it in Hollywood.
Yeah, no docs.
You need no docs.
Don't get a doc, dude. No. Don't do doc. Do script it only.
Yes. Do the script. Stick to the script. No doc. I mean, look, it's TV. You got new season of Dave
new
coming
season
out.
Dave.
They see all this shit. They see all the documentaries. They see all the videos. I mean, shit, I mean, see where I run a job. They see them all. And obviously, they're not as successful. But they gotta get on some motherfucker. I love that Andrew Schultz wrote that up, though. And that's why I like Andrew Schultz. Niggas hang on, you know, like Andrew Schultz. Yeah, I like him because he brings up. He made it. Tadala made it. We still kind of, as much as I would assume he would, give the bone to us niggas. But like, yeah, there's a Chris D'Elia documentary. You didn't say it by name, but you know what documentary he's talking about.
March and mid-March coming out.
You got movies.
House Party.
Yeah.
House Party.
That's a big one.
That's a big movie with Kev.
Movie with Kevin Hart.
I'm
on a show. A Netflix show with Ali Wong that comes out.
Netflix show. Then you got the Netflix special. Your own Netflix
special.
Comes
out January 10th.
You got no documentaries made about you.
Yeah,
nope.
That's good.
Nope.
Nice. Yet.
No docs. Is really how you make it in Hollywood.
Yeah, no docs.
You need no docs.
Don't get a doc, dude. No. Don't do doc. Do script it on me.
Yeah. Do the script. Stick to the script. No doc. I mean, look, it's TV. You got new season of Dave coming out.
New season of Dave, March and mid-March coming out.
You got
movies.
House Party.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue. I'm glad to see that. Why are you calling this guy? Where are the guys, by the way? What happened to base frequency and porcelain and all those guys? Whatever happened to them? I know when it comes to porcelain, they're in a country. And they're in a country where I'm hearing a speech, but why the base frequency? Why are all those dudes speaking over funny? Why are him? Why are these dudes making popular videos in this aspect? Dez!
What?
Can I get my pipe and some weed? Oh my god, are you even cooking?
No, I'm not cooking. Working with you is the greatest of mine.
porcelain beige frequency, speaking of funny. What was another one?
Another what?
We need some quick weed. No, I'm gonna smoke it still, and then I'm gonna go to bed, dummy. And your existence. Okay, well, I was asking. They got a mention on Rogan by Ari Shaffir. I think it didn't really make any sense. Odd to me. By the way, yeah. I'm just throw it at me. I'm gonna hit a weed. And then leave. There's nothing on here. That's a huge chunk. Click it. Please put it back. She disappeared. Down to anything. You played Cheech and Chong? I thought the Cheech and Chong movies were shit movies, because weed, man. It's always been legal up here, so I never really gave a fuck about their movies, to be honest with you. I never found them particularly that funny. Just because I live in the state, where it's always been illegal. And whereas, since the 90s, weed has been legal in my state. I still get weed humor and shit and whatever. And my point was designed, the point was this cunt keep me up, cause this cunt's gonna drink tonight, and that's my point. Yeah, get the fuck off. And tomorrow when I told you, you did the thing, and I do it every night, cause this cunt drinks every night. Her pussy doesn't work. She gets drunk and said, you'd rather fuck my mom than me. Oh, yeah, I would. I don't know, she's gonna cry tonight. You know, I'm gonna be sad about that. I am hitting my weed, goddammit. Yeah! Watching. Did I have anything for this whole thing? Oh, the Gooby thing. Yeah. Gooby has back. He's the main account. He keeps tweeting from the compound boss one, but he has his main one back.
Here, back again. That's how we roll. Almost 9 years of back again. Just, why not? Talk about some shit, yo. Welcome back. I do appreciate the support we get here at the wonderful Compound Media. I've been trying. I don't know if people know, but my Anthony Cumia account, with 200 and some odd thousand followers, is back. It is back. It has been given back to me by space genius and electric car dude Elon Musk. You might know. If you, there it is. Those are my, you know, two big ones. Compound Buzz, of course, I let it get me. And Cozy, for when I want to talk about Hitler and how awesome he is. That seems to be it's Nick Fuente's platform. So, yeah, so I've been exchanging emails with Twitter for a little while now, since the account came back. But like I said, if you notice, I haven't posted anything on it because I can't. I cannot log in to the account. Oh, I know the password. I got that. And the name and the email address and everything. But whenever I try to log in, they say, hey, that's great. Here, we're going to verify your phone number. So here is the number. And we will send a text there. And you just give us the code that's in the text. You know, you've been through that. People do this all the time. And I'm like, all right, you canceled my account 6 years ago. My number was different 6 years ago. I got a new phone, new phone number. So I can't. And it's the only option it gives me. It pops up and goes, put the code in here. It doesn't say anything like, if you want us to give you an email, do that. Nothing.
So, Kumia, his main channel, his main Twitter has been unbanned. He can't use it because of the two-factor authentication. I've lost two Twitch channels. By the way, if you're watching me on Twitch, on this channel, watching me, I don't lose it. When my phone breaks or I lose my phone, I buy a new phone and get a new number. That doesn't exist in this world. It's such an odd thing. And they make you do this. Nigga, I got the email and the password. Let me sign into my shit. This odd number you're going to call me from. You can do a text now number. But that's the way they do it. That's a little scam. We need to pass a rule. Enough of the two-factor authentication. Your cell phone number. It sounds good until your cell phone breaks and you get a new number. Oh, you can't get that old account you had? What? That makes no sense. Kumia should be able to sign into the Anthony Kumia thing. You know the email and you know the fucking password. What else do you need? The number from 6 years ago when you banned them? It makes no sense.
And then on top, it's sign out or help. That's all it says. So you go to help, and it just gives you suggestions. It doesn't give you a link that you click on to do something. So I've been trading emails with them, and they've been getting back to me and saying, well, take that phone number off your account. Put another phone number on your account. Make your account verifiable through email. Make your account. I can't do anything with the account.
Well, I signed in with the email and the password. Let me in my fucking account. All that two-factor authentication thing is such bullshit. No one picks that, right? I like the way to log into some shit.
I can't get into the fucking thing. How do you not understand this? Log into your account and change the phone number. Oh, that'd be wonderful if I could do that. If I could log in the account, you wouldn't have gotten one email from me. That's the issue. I can't log into the fucking account.
Gonna get more high.
I've traded so many fucking emails with this. Take a little look. Because this is what they fucking tell me. This is what they tell me. First, it started as an appeal to get my account back when Musk first took over. And they were like, well, we received your appeal.
Wait, what is this two-factor authentication shit? People change phones and cell phone numbers all the time. What is this they're making us sign up to? He has his account with the email and the password. That's not good enough. Why? He doesn't use that one cell phone number from 6 years ago. And why is there not a way to do that? I mean, he was banned 6 years ago. Obviously, he got a new cell phone and shit. How about this? The email and password is good enough. That's it. A duh.
Regarding account, please reply to the message, blah, blah, blah. And then they go, hi, yeah, this is my email address. I send that back. And then your account has been suspended and will not be restored because it was found to be violating Twitter's terms of service. This is in November. So I'm like, okay, fuck it, whatever. Then I go, well, it's back. And thank you for that. Thank you for that. Hi, thank you for the response. Here's my name, my username. I 6 year old account, suspended under the old ownership. Thankfully, it has been recently reinstated. Right? So I need a way to change the number attached to the account, the phone number. And then they go, thanks for reaching out. Account validation via SMS is not supported for some carriers. Doesn't matter. That means nothing. In order for us to assist you, you can try an alternate phone number from a different carrier. What? What? It's not the carrier. It's I don't have that number anymore.
Hold this. I'm signing into my account. I know my email and password. That should be enough. What is this third step? By the way, if someone ripped me off, your third step wouldn't stop them from ripping me off. Or your third step is fucking me from getting into my account. What is this third step? Because one would assume if you stole my password and email to get into my shit, you stole my phone to where you have to do the authentication shit. Like, what is this?
And I told them this. If you wish to add an email address, please, no. So I go, it's only giving me a phone number verification option. I get this every time. And I added a screenshot. Thank you. Send SMS, the word stop to Twitter twice. Your phone will be removed from the account. What? Send it via SMS from what? From what? It doesn't make sense. There's nothing to put in anywhere to put stop. SMS to who? Where? What? When? Via the web, visit the mobile tab under your settings. Can't get to the settings. Won't let me anywhere near the account. If you'd like to add a phone, oh my God. And then here's my last one. It said, thank you, but I can't visit any tabs. Any, of course, all caps. I can't get into the account, exclamation point. It continually asked me for the code being sent to a phone number I can't access anymore. Here's a screenshot of the screen. This is the only option available to me. And there it is. Verify your phone number. Receive a text message with a confirmation code on your mobile phone number, blah, 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 0276. Yeah. You'll use the code to verify this is really your number. Send code. And that's the only option. And I can't use it because I don't have that number anymore. And they just keep sending me shit to do in settings as if I got into the account. So I don't know what the fuck to do. This is what I was waiting for, by the way. Someone that could fucking maybe help me out. Is Kurt here? Send him in. Absolutely. It's the frustration.
The two-factor authentication thing I hate so much. It's so gay and stupid. It's so retarded. I literally lost it. By the way, no one signs up for it. They make you sign up for it through Twitch. That's why I lost so many Twitch accounts. YouTube offers the option, but YouTube doesn't make you. Twitch makes you. Ugh. And they only do it as a way to rip you off. Because it serves no other function. If I sign in through my email and password, that should be good enough. Now, even if you send something to my phone, but I explained to you, I no longer have that phone from 6 years ago. A representative should be on the line. No, they should do what other companies do. Or, you know, got that two thing, then give me the last four digits of your social security. Boom. Yeah, other companies do that. They don't even do that, though. And there's a way you can sue them. Their two-factor authentication thing is a ripoff. Like, if I lose my phone or break my phone, there's no way for me to get it back. But like I said, through that thing I called, they said, all right, we're going to figure that out. But what's the last four of your social, and only you would know that? See, yeah, they don't do that, though. Ooh, I think there's a lawsuit going on here. Cause they should do that. Yeah, my phone's broken from 6 years ago. He had the two-factor thing. I got the right email and password. Let me in. No? All right. Then ask me the last four digits of my social. Ooh. Can't don't enter my chat. I spent all the time with the family. Ugh. What an odd thing to say. What a weirdo thing to say, Des. What an odd and weirdo thing to say. What is up, Andy Violin? And we'll get the red bar in a second. I have to check out this Brendan Schaub shit first, though. Then watch this whole clip. What's he trying to say?
And it's tough, and I struggle with it because obviously, you know, I get a lot of hate online, stuff like that. So when someone's going through something, I don't care if I don't have any enemies. I don't. Some people might not like me. They're not getting that back. You know, it takes the power from them.
I'm your enemy. You're suing me. If you're suing somebody, you could assume they're your enemy, right? Now, I don't want to be your enemy, but you are suing me, so we are enemies. We are enemies. You're suing me. So, yeah, you have an enemy, me.
I think with Dana, it's tough, and I struggle with it because, obviously, you know...
And you tried shitting on Dana through fucking... UFC Nardwar, dude.
I get a lot of hate online, stuff like that. So when someone's going through something, I don't care if I don't have any enemies. I don't. Some people might not like me. They're not getting that back. You know, it takes the power from them. Yeah. So with Dana, people always think we have issues. We don't.
You said to the Nardwar UFC dude, at least I don't slap my wife, right? You said, what is he talking about? He shit on Dana the second he got the chance to. Not only on that, on his own show.
Tough, and I struggle with it because obviously, you know, I get a lot of hate online, stuff like that. So when someone's going through something, I don't care if I don't have any enemies. I don't. Some people might not like me. They're not getting that back. You know,
you're suing me. Bang.
Takes the power from them. Yeah. So with Dana, people always think we have issues. We don't. That's in the past. He's doing good. I'm doing good. If he called me and was like, hey, Schaub, we need you to cover this. You got it, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Schaub, those kicks were fly. I wear 13. Cool, you can have them. Yeah. I don't care.
Don't call you or anything. Your career is over.
Right.
I have no animosity towards the guy. So when this stuff came, a lot of people in my mentions, emails, oh, can't wait to see your take on this. Finally can light this guy up. I'm like, oh, you haven't been paying attention. I don't dogpile. I don't see anybody get canceled. He has white.
You took a shot on the fucking Nardwar guy thing. Is he claiming right now he didn't say nothing about Dana White slapping his wife? And I'm sure you did it on your main podcast that no one saw. All you did was shit on him for it. What?
wife and kids, clearly has a wife and kids. It's not what I do. What I do know is people make mistakes. I know that for a fact. I have friends who've made some mistakes, and I believe in a comeback story. I also don't think one situation at a Senior Frogs in Cancun or wherever he was at defines Dana White. But there has to be some sort of repercussions there. 100%, you can't put your hands on your women. Even if they hit you first, I don't care. But I didn't know how to kind of take it in. I didn't know how to digest. I'm like, oh, that's not good. That's not good. And a part of me is like, I don't want to see, like, people are calling for him to lose his job. I'm like, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
That can't be the answer. Like, and for those of you asking for him to lose his job, I'm not saying you put your hands on women, but you've never made a mistake before.
By the way, the reason why he's doing this, the Dana White shit did nothing. Dana White is still in charge. He didn't have to step down. There wasn't enough backlash for whatever reason. And that's why he's doing this apology thing. Not the first thing you jumped on. Dana White slapped his wife, right, UFC fans? You don't like that, right? The first thing he jumped on. And now you're saying it doesn't matter? What?
For?
Yeah.
But I don't vouch for him or defend him. And as he said, don't defend him. There should be some repercussions. I think my biggest takeaway from all of it, and they're going to do what they want with Dana, and I have no control over that. But what I do think, my takeaway was, how powerful is Dana White? I don't think, like, you know, some people like, oh, if he's a black man, he'd been canceled. It's not a black or white thing. It's a power thing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he shows you how powerful he is with, you can tell, you know, Fox and ESPN, they've been mum on it, which I was surprised, especially in this current climate. But it just shows you how powerful he is. It's like, oh, that, and, you know.
It means when you initially trashed him and now you got nothing off of. Now, is he apologizing? Trying to claim he said nothing against Dana White slapping his wife? You were the nigga out the gate. As you should have been, by the way, because you're in the beef with him, but you were the nigga out the gate with that nigga saying, I don't slap my people. You see guys, right? And he did that unfunny thing for 10 minutes where you're like, am I right? And he looked at the camera. Wow, he's backpedaling this much on this?
It has nothing to do with me. He doesn't control anything I do. Yeah. I was just like, oh, wow, that's intense how powerful that guy is.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, and I haven't gotten Rogan's take on it, but, you know, you got to be careful with Rogan, too, right? He comes from a family of, he's seen domestic violence, his mom being punched in the face, so I'm sure he feels a certain type of way about it. But you guys are so close to the flame. I'm not. I'm all the way out here. It has to, well, you have to wake up and just be like, oh, damn.
No, it's hard.
It's a lot. Like, you don't, and I'm not even trying to put you on the spot. You don't have to answer.
No,
you
know me. Okay.
Like, we're boys. I love the fuck out of you. So it's like, I wasn't even going to bring it up. It's just, it's an elephant in the room, kind of.
No, and it's a tricky thing.
That cocksucker took the first shot at Dana for slapping the wife. Which was fine. The fact that he's trying to deny it now is hilarious to me. He's trying to... What's he scared of? Oh, yeah, we're watching Red Bar, don't worry. Shitting on Tim Dillon right now, but... Yeah, Shandana. As you should have, does you get it all thing. Now, you were unfunny and not successful in it, but... You did try doing that, but now you're backpedaling.